Amen. Praise God. Amen. Let's turn in our Bibles this morning to Proverbs chapter 3. Proverbs 3. We're going to turn there. We're going to read scripture that we probably don't even have to read because you know them. And that's verses 5 and 6 of Proverbs 3. But we're going to look at them anyway because it's good. You know, the Bible says that we should keep the word before our eyes. You know that?
Mm-hmm.
Amen. In fact, it's in Proverbs chapter 4, verse 20. It says, "My son, attend to my words, incline thy ear unto my sayings. Let them not depart from your eyes. Keep them in the midst of your heart." It's something about having the word of God before your eyes. Amen. So it's good that we can memorize scripture. That's always good. But it's a blessing, amen, to be able to put the word of God before your eyes.
Amen.
Amen.
So that you can read it. Amen. And as Sister Pennell was saying a little bit earlier, that, you know, sometimes, amen, those words just jump off the page at you.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Maybe, you know, you got to be looking at them.
Amen.
Amen. Otherwise, it's not going to happen. Amen. So we're going to look in our Bibles, amen, in Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5 and 6. Familiar passages of scripture. You may know it by heart, but we're going to read them anyhow. It says, "Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths." Amen.
Amen.
Amen. We're going to use these two verses as our foundation today. As God talks to us today about following God's lead. Amen. Following God's lead. We need to follow God.
Yeah, no.
Amen. Amen. There are a lot of people in this world who want to lead us. You know, some people may have good intentions, some people not. Some people may have some credentials and experience that you know, at least arguably could make them a leader. Others have nothing,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
But there's all kinds of people and voices trying to lead us somewhere. But as God's people, we need to follow God's lead only.
Amen.
Right? And when the lead of man deviates from where God is leading you, you need to leave man and keep following God.
Amen.
Yes.
Even if that means that you're the only one following.
That's true.
Right? You still have to follow God's lead, because here's the thing. God is always going to lead us to the right place.
Amen.
Yes.
And that's not something we can say about man. And so God wants to talk to us today about following God's lead. Let's pray, and we're going to get right into this word on today. Father, to you we give the praise, and to you we give the honor.
Yes.
To you we acknowledge
yes.
That we owe our very lives unto, because God, you have saved us through your love. And Father, we've come here today, right here, right now, desiring to hear your voice. And so, Father, we pray that you will speak unto us.
Yes.
Speak words of life. Encourage us in our faith.
Yes.
Bless us to see things we've never seen before. Give us fresh revelation,
yes,
God, that
Lord,
we can walk in, not only on this day, but truly for the rest of our lives. And Father God, let us be grateful and humble enough that, God, whatever you give us today, we will not hold to ourselves, but Father, we will graciously share it unto others as you have shared it with us. Father, we thank you now, because by faith we believe that we are going to be blessed by the word of the Lord.
Yes.
And so, Father, we humble ourselves before you now. We submit to you, O God, that you may be exalted in this place.
Yes.
And we bless you now, God, for the word that shall go forth, and that we shall receive. In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
We're going to be better because of the word today.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. Following God's lead. How many of you know that we are really, when you get right down to it, we are a product of our decisions. Mm-hmm. We make decisions all the time. And the thing about decisions is that decisions have consequences. Yes. Mm-hmm. Amen. Every decision you make has a consequence. I mean, from the, you know, we made decisions about who we are going to marry.
Yep.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. That has some consequences that are long-lasting, right? We make financial decisions. We make decisions on where we're going to live and the clothes that we buy and the job that we're going to have. You know, maybe we have multiple job offers. You got to make a decision. Mm-hmm. Which job are you going to take? Mm-hmm. Some people have to make decisions, amen, and along the way about what school they're going to attend, or if they're going to continue going to school, or if they're going to return to school, mm-hmm. right? We make decisions all the time, amen, and truly our lives are a reflection of the decisions that we make.
Amen.
Amen.
Yeah.
We make choices, amen, and that's the one thing that, God has given us choices. Mm-hmm. And, that's one of the things that really doesn't sit well with me is when someone tries to take away my choice.
Yeah.
That doesn't sit well with me, because if God gave me the right and the ability to choose, then what man can think that he can take something from me that he never gave to me in the first place?
Yeah.
That doesn't sit well with me.
Right.
When people say to me, you have no choice, the devil is a liar. I always have a choice because God has given me choice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now, man may think I have no choice. You have no choice. You got to accept this. No, I don't. I can say no to that and wait for God to move in another way. How many of you know that? Amen?
Yes.
Amen. And so, but God has given us choice. He gave Adam and Eve choices. Amen. And by putting that tree right smack dab in the midst of the garden,
mm-hmm.
the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, he didn't put it over in the corner. He didn't put it in some remote location. He put it right in the center and then said, don't touch it. Right? He put it right there. Why? Because he was giving man choice.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Because if you love me, if you're going to obey me, it's going to be evident in the choices that you make.
That's it.
Right?
Amen.
And so the power and the ability that God has given us to make choices, it's such a powerful thing, because we're a product of our choices.
Amen.
Amen. Of the things that we've decided to do and now the consequences. Amen. And praise God, you know, there are people who made some good choices along the way, and prayerfully they are reaping the benefits of those choices today.
Yeah.
Amen. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, there are some people that made some not so good choices along the way, and they too are bearing the consequences of that choice, right?
Yeah.
Amen. You know, I don't know how many people are behind bars today, despite the fact that a parent or a loved one was telling somebody, stop running with that crowd.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
But they made the choice to keep running, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then one thing led to another, and right, and there they are. But here's the other thing. Other people have made choices to stay with those who were about something and going to school and going to college and everything else. And now they can look back on it and say, praise God for the choice that I made, amen.
Yep.
So we have choices, amen. And some of them are weighty, some of them not so much. We have a choice of what we're going to eat, amen.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's right. Mm-hmm. Keep eating the fried food. Keep eating it, right? But then the doctor may have to tell you.
Uh-oh.
You know what I mean? The doctor may have to tell you. Keep eating the sugar. And the doctor may have to tell you, okay, you're going to have to cut back. High blood pressure, diabetes, whatever, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, because it's a choice.
Mm-hmm.
Now, some of it could be hereditary, but some of it, I mean, you know, is because of things we've chosen to do.
Yeah.
Right? Keep getting mad at stuff. Keep blowing off the handle. Okay, all right. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
We have a choice to make. But it's not just about bad choices, because there's a flip side to bad choices, and that's good choices,
mm-hmm.
right? Eat healthy, right? Exercise, diet, you know, let things go. Don't always jump off the handle. Let some things go. Trust God to handle it. And all those things can lead to different set of consequences for you that you will you'd be glad to embrace. Amen. But when we realize that our decision making is so important, and the choices that we make, then really culminates in the life that we're allowed to live, then we begin to understand something when we look at these scriptures, amen, in Proverbs 3, 5, and 6, because God promises that if we would trust in him, if we would not lean to our own understanding, and if we would acknowledge him, he'll direct us in the ways to go, in the paths that we should go, in the choices that we should make.
Amen.
And he'll lead us to the right place. And so these scriptures really are encouraging and empowering when you consider the gravity of choices and God saying unto us that he, not only does he want us to make the right choices, but he's here to help us.
Yes.
And so isn't it wisdom then to take God up on his offer?
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
Right? That God says in this world of all these choices, I mean, my God, I don't even know how to buy a television anymore. I mean, back in the day when television were boxes, man, I knew how to buy a television. I went to the place, I looked at the price, I looked at the picture, I was gone. Now, I don't understand the terminology. I don't understand the ED and the HD and the UHD and the 4K and the curved one and the straight one and the crooked one. I don't understand all this. I mean, you got to do all this research to buy a television.
Yeah, exactly. That's true.
Mm-hmm. I got a smartphone, but I don't use most of the things on my phone.
Right.
Right? Everything is so complicated. Your car is complicated. You got all these different features, most of which you don't use. Listen, let me turn. I turn it on. I put it in gear. Air conditioning, signals, windshield wiper. I'm good. Some of this other stuff.
Amen.
There's so many choices that we have: food choices, school choices, all these things. And how many of you know we need to make the right decision because it's going to directly impact the quality of our life.
Yes.
And God says, I'm here to help you. Amen. Yes. So let's look at Proverbs 3, 5, and 6 from that perspective. Not from a Sunday school, I heard this before perspective, but from a my life could be dependent upon this perspective.
Amen.
Because it truly can. Because if God directs our paths, we'll end up in a far better place than if he doesn't. So let's look at verse number 5. Amen. Solomon, talking to all of us, he says, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Amen. Trust in the Lord. And I think about trust, and I ask you to think about trust in this way too, is that when we think about trust, we should think about having a confidence that God will not fail us. Mm-hmm. Right? When you have a confidence that someone won't fail you, you trust them. Right?
Yes.
See, the guy who doesn't trust his girlfriend or his wife thinks that she's going to fail him. Mm-hmm. In some way, right? She's going to fail to honor the relationship. She's going to fail to, you know, not control herself when she goes to the mall with the credit card. Right? You know what I mean? Trust really, it really is a lack of confidence in someone. Right, but when you trust someone, you have a confidence. They're not going to let me down.
Mm-hmm.
They're not going to fail me. That's why that famous test of trust is what? You stand with your back towards somebody, mm-hmm. and you fall back.
Mm-hmm.
What are they saying? Do you trust them to catch you?
Yep.
Right? And see, to do that, you got to have confidence.
Yep.
They're not going to fail me.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And so that's the thing with God. If it says trust God with all our heart, it's saying unto us, do you have the confidence, right, that God will not fail you?
Amen.
Amen. Listen, and understand failing you really, really means not according to how you think, right? Because a lot of people think, oh, God let me down. But that's from our point of view sometimes when we don't truly understand what's going on. And I can say that too, amen. There's been times I just say, okay, God, this is not... But it's from a limited place of understanding.
Mm-hmm.
But from the truth of the matter, God does not let us down. There may be some things that we don't understand.
Yeah.
There may be some things that we would rather have turned out another way. But God is faithful. How many of you know that? God is trustworthy. Amen. And being faithful and being trustworthy doesn't mean God does everything we want, when we want, how we want.
That's true.
Amen.
That's true.
Yep. It just means he's true to himself, his character, and to his word.
Yes, yes.
Amen. God may have done something for you, but I dare you to find a place where God was not true to his word.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Amen.
So here it says that we should trust in the Lord with all our heart. That means with everything we have, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right? Jesus said to Jairus, right, fear not, believe only. Amen. Meaning only believe. So we trust in God. He's not going to let me down. That's a positive instruction.
Amen.
Trust God.
Mm-hmm.
Right? But the second part of Proverbs 5 has a negative instruction. Right? And the negative instruction is lean not unto your own understanding.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, things that you lean on, you rely on.
Yeah.
You depend on.
Yes.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm leaning on this. Well, I might be tired. I got to lean on it. Right?
Right?
I'm dependent on it. Sometimes we lean on other people.
Mm-hmm.
That we depend on it. What the Bible is telling us is that don't lean on your understanding.
Mm-hmm.
Don't depend on what you understand. What you know to be the case. Why? Because whatever understanding we have is limited.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right? And so God says, trust in me with everything and do not rely on what you understand or what you believe you understand. Then I want to look at something. Praise God for that. Amen. 1 Corinthians chapter 1. Let's look at 1 Corinthians chapter 1. In fact, you know what? Praise God. We're going to go to 1 Corinthians, but let's go past that. Let's go to 1 Corinthians 13. Let's go to 1 Corinthians 13. And no, we're not going to be talking about the love. I know this is the love chapter, but toward the end of the love chapter, 1 Corinthians 13, Paul says something that's important, and I believe that's applicable here as to why we shouldn't lean on our own understanding. In verse number 12, he says, for now we see through a glass darkly or dimly, right? Whatever we see now, we see dimly.
Mm-hmm.
We don't see it in its full light. Even the things that go on in our life, we have a dim understanding of what we're going through. We don't see it in the fullness of its light. There are things that we go through and things that happen to us that we have a partial understanding of. Amen? Now we see through a glass darkly, but then face to face. See, we got to understand that on this side of glory, our understanding is limited.
Yes.
Right? It's limited. And so God is saying to us, don't lean on limited understanding. Right? Or we just know in part.
Mm-hmm.
We just have a dim view of things. It's a partial view.
Mm-hmm.
And God says, be careful about that. Why? Because see, as here we stand right now, understanding things only in part. And yet God tells us he understands the end from the beginning.
Yes.
Yeah. And see, we're struggling with the now.
Yeah.
Here we are in the now, and we can only barely see. And God said, why are you straining? Why are you squinting your eyes? I'm the God who can tell the end from the beginning. And so no matter where you are, I can tell you how this is going to end up.
Amen.
So don't try to understand it. And I know it's something that's so easy to say, but we all fall victim to trying to understand stuff, don't we?
Yes.
And here's the thing that we really do that we need to be careful of. We condition our obedience many times on understanding.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, if something happens, if God allows something to happen that we don't understand how he could let it happen, so we've asked that question, Lord, how could you let this happen?
Yeah.
See, because we want to know.
Yes.
We want to know. As if knowing is a condition of obedience, it is not.
Wow.
Amen. Knowing is not a condition of obedience. We have to get to the point where we really grow up in maturity when we can say, I don't understand what God is doing. I don't understand why he's allowing this, but you know what? Whatever God tells me to do, I'm going to do it. Amen?
Yeah.
Amen? When Mary was at the wedding feast, we have no more wine. Woman, what does that have to do with me? She walks away, she tells the servant, whatever he tells you to do, do it. And then next thing you know, Jesus tells the servant, go fill up those big 20, 30 gallon pots with some water. And then if those servants needed to understand that it's there for what?
Yeah.
They don't want water, Jesus.
They
want water. See, but you need to understand, right? You see, so now I'm put some water in for what? And some of us wouldn't have put any water in there until we understood what you're going to do with the water, Jesus.
Exactly.
But she said what? Whatever.
Uh-huh.
He tells you to do.
Do it.
And then she didn't say whatever he tells you to do that you understand. Do it.
Yeah.
It's whatever he tells you to do. Do it.
Yeah.
And that's where we have to get to, amen. If God tells us something, we just simply do it, amen. Why? Because that's us now not leaning to our own understanding. I know my understanding is limited.
Mm-hmm.
Who's the one? It was Dirty Harry who said man must know his limitations.
Yeah.
I think of Dirty Harry, right?
Yes.
I know you can't be bringing Dirty Harry in the church. But you know, how many know Dirty Harry needs to be in church, amen?
Amen.
Yeah. Yeah, your name Dirty Harry. You know you need to be in church.
Amen.
Amen. Dirty Harry needs to be in church. But I think Dirty Harry was the one that said, amen, man has to know his limitations, amen? Man has to know his limitations. But and here's the thing about us is that if we don't acknowledge our limitations, we can end up deceiving ourselves,
mm-hmm.
right? Because, you know, we can look at things and we can analyze things, we can research things, we can Google things, we can talk to people about things, and we can come to conclusions and believe with all sincerity in our heart that we're doing the right thing, and we can end up being sincerely wrong.
Mm-hmm.
That's true.
That's right.
The Bible tells us what? There's a way that seems right unto a man. Everything you look about it, this seems right to me.
Uh-huh.
This seems okay to me. You ever, right? There's things that seem right.
Yeah.
Yeah, it seems right to me. But the Bible says what? But the ends thereof are what?
Death.
Death.
Uh-huh.
Are the ways of death. That's why, you see, we can stand here now and it seems right now. Seemed okay at the time.
Yeah.
Why'd you do it? It seemed okay at the time.
Wow.
Right? But it ends up getting you in hot water.
Mm-hmm.
And again, but the ends are the way of death. And here's the thing. Didn't God say he knows the
end?
Yeah.
From the beginning. Mm-hmm.
But we sit here, oh man, it seems right to me. Now, here's where I thought we were going at first. If we can go to 1 Corinthians chapter 1. I just want to look at a scripture there, amen, because, you know, there's some things that seem right. I've made many decisions in my life that sure seemed right.
Oh, yeah, me too.
You know what I mean? Oh, it seemed right.
Mm-hmm.
Everything about it seemed right. It seemed to make sense. One of the things I think we got to get away from is making decisions solely based on whether or not they make sense.
Yes.
See, because God will do some things that from a human perspective, do not make sense.
That's true.
Amen.
Yeah.
They don't make sense. And the thing that I always think about in that regard is his plan to take down Jericho. I don't care what you say. That just doesn't make sense. Right? This fortified city. And you want to tell us to walk around the city without saying anything once a day for 6 days and then go back home? Go back to the camp? Don't do nothing else. And then on the seventh day, seventh time, and then blow some trumpets, and then yell, and the wall gonna come down. See, from my human perspective, that makes
no sense. Whatsoever.
But when you think about it, so many of the things of God do not make sense to our human. That's why the world rejects God.
Yeah.
Because it doesn't make sense.
That's true.
Yeah. Give and it will come back to you. What? I'm keeping my money. That doesn't make any sense. Right? Bless those who curse me. What?
Right.
There's so many things that don't seem to make sense. But we shouldn't make decisions. If you're a child of God, listen, there's a place for sense and common sense and human wisdom, but know its place.
Yes, amen.
It is not to be exalted above God. Mm-hmm. And watch this. Look at, we're in 1 Corinthians chapter 1, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Look what it says in verse 24. But unto them which are called, both Jews and Greeks, Christ, the power of God and the wisdom of God, because the foolishness of God is wiser than men. So what's this saying? Now, we know God's not foolish.
Yes.
But what it's saying is that, listen, you can take men at his highest and his best.
Yeah.
And you can take a man at his most excellent and his most wise. Most, you know, just take him at his best. Mm-hmm. And God is so much better than that. Man at his best can't compare to God at his worst, if God had a worst.
Yeah.
Amen?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
It says, listen, the foolishness of God is wiser than the wisdom of men.
Amen.
Right? Which is why when we get to that point of things making sense, it makes sense from the perspective of human wisdom. But that's inferior to the wisdom of God.
Amen.
Right? And so we don't want to lean on those things. We don't want to lean on that understanding. You know, and some people, man, they get to the point where because they've gone to school, I've seen people who get the big head because they got degrees.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. They've gone to a certain school. I'm all for education, amen.
Mm-hmm.
Praise God. But don't get the big head because you went to school.
That's right.
You ever hear people sometimes they pause after they tell you what school they went to or what school their children went to because they're waiting for you to go, oh yeah?
Yeah.
Where'd you go to school? I went to Harvard. They don't move. But they waiting on you to like bow down and genuflect. Oh, come on, somebody.
Amen.
See, a lot of fools went to Harvard.
That's true.
Come on. Hey, come on, man. Listen. It's not about that.
Amen.
It's not about all those credentials. You want to throw it up. I got some stuff on the wall too. Mm-hmm. So what? See, I'm not worried about the stuff I got on the wall. I'm more focused on the God I got in heaven.
Yeah.
Amen? Because that's where the whole wisdom comes from.
That's right.
Right?
Amen.
It's that all wisdom is from above. It ain't from it on your wall. It's from above.
Yeah.
Yeah. Amen.
So praise God for degrees. Mm-hmm. And praise God for that. But you know, the Bible says that if you see a man who's wise in his own eyes, it says there is more hope for a fool than for him.
Wow.
Right? If you see a man who's wise in his own eyes, there's more hope for a fool than for him. That's Proverbs 26 and 12. Amen? There's more hope for a fool. Don't be wise in your own eyes. And in fact, if you go back to Proverbs 3, and verse number 7 even talks about that you shouldn't be wise in your own eyes, doesn't it? Proverbs 3, 5 and 7, it says, be not wise in your own eyes. Right? Don't lean on your own understanding. Don't be wise in your own eyes. And you know, as older people, you know, when you have kids and stuff, and, you know, you see sometimes young people or your children come up, and you can see where they start to get wise in their own eyes.
Yeah.
Like, they start telling you stuff. They start breaking stuff down to you like they know. It's like, you know, sometimes, at some point they come where, you know, they got a little bit under their belt, now they talking, and sometimes you just look at it and go, okay. keep on living this right. And I've been there too. I remember when I started to get a little bit, you know, I started to get some experience. I was out there a little bit by myself and everything and talking to my friends and stuff. And I come home and I tell my dad something, you know. Okay, Junior. Right? But you get wise in your own eyes, man. It's like you really get closed off from seeing the bigger picture. Right? And we got to be careful with that. We got to be careful with that. One of the biggest indictments in the Bible you find in the book of Judges. In fact, the book of Judges ends by saying there was no king in the land in those days. Every man did what was right in their own sight. And that was a picture of an indictment, because what happened? They did what was right in their own sight, and that is why they just stayed in that cycle of oppression, crying, liberty, oppression, crying, liberty, oppression, crying, liberty. And listen, don't you know there's a better way of living than that?
Amen.
And it comes when you and I don't do what's right in our own sight. Right? I'm not wise in my own eyes. People ask, what do you think? I don't think. Oh, glory to God. When I first started teaching Bible study years and years ago, I used to have some of the older, there were older people in the congregation. So they, you know, they're like, what is this whippersnapper up here teaching Bible study? And so they would ask me, what do you think about something so? All right, sometimes somebody just had a birthday. They said somebody sent them some money. What do I think? Do they have to give some of that money to God? I'll never forget it. And I did my answer. I know it came down from God, because it just came right out of my mouth. I said, I don't know what I think. But I know what the word says.
Yeah.
It says, honor the Lord with the first of all your increase.
Oh.
So when you got that extra money, was that part of your increase? Yeah, then honor God with it. Amen. Ain't that? You be tricking me. Try to give me, what do I think? I think nothing. Why do I need to think about what God wants when God tells us what He wants?
Yes.
I don't need to think. I just need to search it out. Search it out. God will tell me.
Amen.
Come on, somebody. Amen. So the thing is, amen, lean not to your own understanding. Why? Because we only see things dimly, darkly, in part, right? God knows the end from the beginning. We can do things that seem right to us, but in the end, it's probably the worst thing that we can do, but it seems right at the time.
Yep.
Right? But our wisdom can't even hold a candle to God's wisdom. And the other thing is, let's not be so caught up on ourselves like we know what to do. Amen. Doesn't mean that we need to walk around being fearful, like we can't make any decision. It's not saying that. But who are you leaning on in making that decision? How do you go about making that choice? And this is where the next verse comes into play, right? Because it says, don't lean on your own understanding, but it doesn't stop there. It says, in all your ways, acknowledge Him. Acknowledge God. In all your ways, acknowledge God. And you know, when we're acknowledging God, we're recognizing who He is. We're recognizing His authority. We're recognizing His position and His status in our life.
Yes, amen.
It is He who has made us and not we ourselves.
That's right.
Right?
That's right.
We acknowledge Him as our Father, as our Savior, as our Lord, and as our King. We just acknowledge Him.
Amen.
You know, the writer of Hebrews said that if you come to God, what? You must first believe that He is. Mm-hmm. You know, a lot of people are making bad choices because they don't even believe in God.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
Right? Mm-hmm. The Bible talks about them. It says in Proverbs, not Proverbs, in Psalm 14 and 1, the fool says in his heart, there is no God.
Yeah.
Huh? Mm-hmm. Not me.
Amen.
I acknowledge God. I acknowledge that He exists. In fact, that's a requirement. They that come to God, right, must believe that He is.
Yes. Yes.
I believe that He is.
Yes, He is.
I believe that God exists.
Yes.
I believe that God is sitting on the throne.
Yes.
I believe that God gave His Son to save my soul.
Yes.
I believe that He is.
Yes, He is.
That's right. That's the first part of acknowledging God. You got to believe that He is.
Yes.
Right. I'm not getting into this. You really believe in God? Listen, I'm going to be like Sharon. I'm not even careful to answer you with that nonsense.
That's right.
Do I believe that there's a God? You know what, next? I'm a Christian.
Yes.
Right? Mm-hmm. I'm a Christ one. Amen. Yes, I believe that there's a God. Amen. I believe that He is. I believe He's a rewarder of those who diligently seek Him. Amen.
Yes. Amen.
I believe that He's Lord of all. Because the Bible says, right, that Jesus is Lord of all.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Every knee shall bow, every tongue shall confess. That Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. But Acts 10 and 36 says that Jesus is Lord of all.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So I acknowledge Him that He exists. I acknowledge Him as Lord. I acknowledge Him in prayer. I acknowledge Him in thanksgiving, right? I acknowledge Him in giving. God loves what kind of giver? A cheerful giver.
Yes.
I acknowledge Him in my giving, right? Right, I acknowledge Him in the fact that everything I have, He gave to me, right? So you say, okay, how am I going to use my time, my resources, the things that God has given me? Because He knows what's best.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So we acknowledge Him.
Amen.
Right? I know, getting back to some of these purchases, amen, like, you know, when we had to, you know, we're going to buy a television, or going to buy a washing machine. I mean, before, man, you just Whirlpool, Maytag.
Yeah.
Which one's on sale? Which one's on sale? Now they got showrooms.
Yeah.
You know, they really do. They have, there's some places they got showrooms of washers and dryers.
Mm-hmm.
And refrigerators. And so when it comes to those times when things break down and you gotta go get a replacement, and Sister Nellie, we go to the store, we ask God, we acknowledge You, give us wisdom in making the choice. You know what I mean? And then we go believing and trusting Him that He's gonna tell us what to do. And also trusting that if we run past any of His warning signs or stop signs, He'll do something to make it not work.
Yeah.
I love when God does that. I told the story about how we almost bought a house that we couldn't afford, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because Sister Nell, okay, we can get the house, okay, we can get. And then, oh boy, when the inspection did pass, oh, that's it! I mean, cause listen, I was like, we were able to back out the deal. We were able to back out the deal. Oh, you can renegotiate. We don't want to negotiate. Nope, we're out. But when we acknowledge God in all our ways, it says that God will direct our path. And how many of you know that we should acknowledge God? We should acknowledge that He is. We should acknowledge Him in praise and in worship. Acknowledge His presence.
Yes.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Go through your day having some conversations with God, amen, acknowledging.
Amen.
Right? You ever spend time with someone and they don't pay you any mind? That feels terrible, doesn't it?
Yeah.
It's like they're not even saying anything to you. Mm-hmm. And it's really bad when other people are present and they're acknowledging everybody else.
Oh yeah.
I mean, I see one of the ways people try to put you down when you first meet them is that if somebody introduces you to them, like, you know, they go, hey, Jay, what's up, bro? How you doing? Oh, yeah, I'm good. Hey, I want you to meet my friend John, right? And then they go to shake John's hand and go, oh, hey, John, how you doing? Good, good. Yeah, man. And then they spend the rest of the time just talking to you like this.
Uh-huh, yeah.
To me, you know what they're saying to that person? I'm not even acknowledging you.
Exactly.
See, because people understand, lack of acknowledgement is telling you, I don't think you're important.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Exactly.
I'm not even acknowledging you.
That's true.
Mm-hmm. Right? Mm-hmm. People jump you in the line, know what they're telling you? I'm not even acknowledging you.
Yeah.
Right?
Exactly.
Number 58, they come up there, they just walk in, can I have a half pound of ham? Wait a minute, I'm 58!
Exactly.
You don't even have a ticket!
Amen.
So imagine though how we go about our day talking to everybody up but don't say anything to God.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
Huh?
Yeah.
Posting stuff on Facebook, Instagram, doing all kinds of things, right? Uh-huh. Talking to our friends on the phone or whatever. None of it's necessarily bad, but how can we give all this acknowledgement to people around us and not acknowledge the God who made us?
Exactly. Yep.
The God who woke us up in the morning. The God who's watching over us and protecting us and providing for us and blessing us.
Yes.
And gotta acknowledge God, amen? Gotta acknowledge God. And you get your food, you gotta acknowledge God. God, thank you for this food, amen?
Yeah.
Amen. You get in your car, God, thank you for this car.
Yes. Yes.
The other day, I told Sister Nell, I was coming back from somewhere, and this car just zoomed through the stop sign.
Mm.
Just zoomed through the side. And Fred, I was so mad, I wanted to chase him down. I did. He come by, just like he, because I was almost there. You know, I was approaching the intersection. And whoosh. And right away, I just heard just thank God.
Mm.
See, because sometimes we acknowledge even the bad of man, but don't acknowledge the good of God from keeping us from the bad of man. Right? So the better use of my time, Lord, instead of being mad at him, let me be thankful unto God.
Amen.
That he kept me from that.
That's right. That's right.
Amen. That's what. So acknowledge God. There's always reasons to acknowledge God. That he's there, that he's good, that he's kind, that he's faithful, that he loves you, and that he's doing things for you. God, I appreciate you.
Yeah.
Amen. But we acknowledge God. We acknowledge him, amen. And it says what? And acknowledge God in what? In
all your ways.
That means in everything. It's not just about church stuff. It's not about, okay, let me acknowledge God. I'm going to do my devotional. I'm going to pray. I'm going to praise God. I'm going to worship God. I'm going to come to church. I'm going to come to Bible study. Yeah. That's good. Keep doing it.
Mm-hmm.
But do you know you can acknowledge God in everything you do, say, and think?
That's right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what acknowledging is, too? That what we do, say, and think is reflective of him.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. So, how you drive your car? Is an acknowledgement of God or not?
Amen.
65. I gotta do at least 80. This a Christian that got some lead feet. I'm surprised, brother. That sometimes I get behind the wheel of some Christian. I'm like, what? You too? Oh my God. Acknowledge God. Acknowledge that you're a child of God. Acknowledge you belong to the King. You're law abiding. You don't slow down just because the trooper on the side of the road. What they do?
sword in vain.
Amen.
Right? The rulers, right? They have not the sword in vain.
That's right.
But, you know, acknowledge God in the way you think. Acknowledge God in what you do. Acknowledge God in how you live. Watch this. Acknowledge God in how you work.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh. Be honest. Amen? Be honest. And I know this always gets me in trouble, but I don't care. Amen? You have an hour for lunch. If that. You may have a half an hour. But that's what you got.
Mm-hmm.
Brother Les, you give lunch breaks?
I let them take them on their own.
Okay. But if you a child of the king, you don't take a 2-hour lunch. Unless you the boss.
Uh-huh.
Right? But you don't take 2-hour lunch and then expect to get paid for one of those hours. Your employer not paying you to eat. He's paying you to work.
Yeah.
People come into work, amen, and got their because TV is everywhere now. They be logging into DirecTV.
That's right.
Because you can watch TV anywhere now.
Keeping up with your shows, I'm on season 6.
And you watch 4 of the seasons while you at work. Come on, man. In all your ways, acknowledge God. God gave you that job. You come to that job and you put in a good day's work and you go home and you can lay your head on your pillow and sleep well at night. Because you know you honored God and how he honored you. Lord, you blessed me with this job, and now I'm going to do my best, and I'm going to put in a good day's work, and I'm going to put in honest work.
Amen.
That's how you acknowledge God, too. It's not always open by your mouth. It's how you live.
Yes,
by your actions. And so we have this opportunity. How we live with others. What kind of person I'm going to be. I'm acknowledging God. God's working on me. And what's the promise behind it? That if we would acknowledge him in all our ways, first we're trusting in him, we're not leaning to our own understanding, we know we're limited and all the rest of that, amen, in all our ways we acknowledge him, he makes a promise, he shall, not may, he shall direct our paths.
Amen.
He'll show us the way to go.
Yes.
Amen. Right? And see, now we can follow his lead, and God's going to, he's going to lead us to a wealthy place, to an abundant place,
yes.
Amen? He's going to lead us to success that we couldn't acquire on our own.
Yes.
Right? God will lead us. He'll direct us. He'll guide us, amen? He will direct our paths. So many versions, including the New International Version, says that he will make our paths straight. We need straight paths.
Yeah.
Because see, this life takes us on twists and turns and all kinds of things, winding roads. But God said, I'll make your path straight. You know exactly what to do. You know exactly where to go. I'll make your path straight.
Amen.
But I also like God's word translation because it says that he will make our path smooth.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Come on, somebody.
Yeah.
Because you know, a lot of the paths they're rocky paths, right?
Yes.
They're chopped up paths and everything else. But God said, I will make them smooth.
Yes.
And so here, if we would acknowledge God, God said, I'll make your path smooth and I'll make them straight.
Amen.
I don't know about you, man. I like driving on paved roads.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
Lord.
Yeah? I like driving on paved roads. You know what? Because paved roads are smooth. You can enjoy a paved road.
Yes.
Right? You drive on a paved road. And it's also good for your car.
Mm-hmm.
It won't tear up your car.
Yes.
Yeah.
See, chopped up roads, they're kind of hard to travel.
Mm-hmm.
Right? But how many of you know you got a chopped up, potholes?
Mm-hmm.
Filled road that you got to travel on your life. It can wear on you and it can wear you down.
Yeah,
the same way a pothole street can wear down your car.
Amen.
So God says, makes a promise. If you acknowledge me, I will give you roads that are smooth and straight.
Mm-hmm.
And how do we get to that point? right? We get to that point when we take these scriptures into our heart and we say, you know what? I'm trusting God.
Amen.
Right? I'm not going to rely on myself. I'm not going to rely. Praise God for Google. But you know what I mean? These days, anybody can put anything on the internet.
Yeah.
I was talking to a friend of mine this week, and we were talking about, we were just talking about, before you go somewhere, you should read the reviews. And then we both said, yeah, but, reviews, there's some people say this is the worst hotel they ever been in, and some people say it's the best hotel they ever been in. Some people say this is the worst car ever made. Some people say this is the best car that's ever made. I mean, how do you know what a review is? You know what I mean? Because reviews are based on people's experiences. If you've never had anything like it before, it's great. If you've had something that's been better, you say, this is not good.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I tell you, I remember the first class flight that I took. Man, I told you, man, I got that. They gave me a hot towel. I didn't know what to do with it. sometimes you're somewhere new, you don't know what to do, so you watch everybody else what they're doing. I knew what I was doing, but I'm like, what's this? What? What? What are you doing with this hot thing? Oh. Here you go. Right? And then, they got food. They had, this time, they had real silverware.
Yes.
Like no plastic bowl. They had real silverware. What? And then the thing that really got me, they made cookies in the oven.
Yes.
What? Was it a package? They made it. Ding! It came out. I was like, ooh, hot cookie. I came out of that flight. I was like, man. That was a co-worker of mine, and he came out. That was the worst flight ever. I'm like, what? I had never experienced anything like that in my life.
Wow.
So now, what if we both put a review of that flight?
Mm-hmm.
Right. I would have been ecstatic. Mm-hmm. Man, they gave you a towel. You had cookies. Right? I would have been going, he was like, that was the worst flight ever.
Mm-hmm.
So here's the thing. Praise God for Google. But here's the thing. What are you relying on?
Yeah.
At best, you're still relying on the thoughts, the views, the opinions, and the feelings of men.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't want to do that. Not when we have a God who is an all-wise God.
Amen.
Who's ready to speak unto us and share with us and guide us and direct us and make our path smooth mm-hmm. and straight.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. Amen. So here's the thing. We know that we're a product of our decisions. And we have multiple decisions that we have to make every single day. Mm-hmm. Some great, some small.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the thing. Let's get more into the habit, amen, of putting these decisions into God's hands.
Yes.
Right? Doesn't mean, some people, again, it's going to appeal to your pride. I can make my own decisions. Yeah, you can, but that's not the test, is it?
No. Mm-hmm.
Of course you can make your own decisions. The question is, can you make the best decision?
Yes, amen. Mm-hmm. That's right.
It's not about whether you can make your own decision. That's a given.
Mm-hmm.
But can you make the best decision?
Amen. Mm-hmm.
And all I'm saying is, if I can make a good decision, God can make a better one.
Yeah.
And if I can make a better one, God can make the best one.
Amen.
Because no matter what I can do, God can do it better.
Yeah.
By far.
Amen.
Right?
Yeah.
And so here's the thing. Do you just want to make good decisions? You want to make your own decisions? Or do you want God to make the best, help you to make the best decision? Amen?
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. I want God to help me to make the best decision. So, think about the decisions you have before you right now. Amen?
Mm-hmm.
And the ones that are going to come. And let's just make sure that we take these words to heart and say, listen, I'm going to trust God with this. I'm going to acknowledge Him. I'm not leaning on what I know or think I know or any expert or anything like that. But I'm looking to God and I believe that as He speaks to me, He'll lead me in the best way for me to go. Amen?
Amen.
If we do that, amen, we'll find ourselves living a better life.
That's mm-hmm.
Because again, if we truly believe that our decisions have consequences,
And when we start making some of these God-led decisions, and we're doing it more and more and more, our lives will be a reflection of the wisdom that underlies every decision that God helps
Amen.
Us to make. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Let's rest on our feet and pray today.
Amen.
God arrives. Hallelujah. Praise
Hallelujah.
God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We need the Lord. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Glory to God. The only wise God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We acknowledge you, God, in all of your wisdom. And Father, you said in your word, if any man lacks wisdom, let him ask of God, and you would give unto us liberally. And Father, we thank you, God, that you are ready to give us freely, O God, of all the wisdom that you have. That, Father, that we can make the best decisions for our lives. And Father God, with so many choices in this world, we need your help.
Yeah.
And Father God, you've given us the prescription, oh God. You said we should trust you with all our heart. You told us don't lean on our own understanding because it's limited, it's partial.
Yeah.
But Father, you said that if we would acknowledge you, hallelujah, recognize you, hallelujah, and give you honor in all of our ways, that you would direct our paths and make them smooth and straight. Father, we are tired of making wrong decisions. We are tired, oh God, of having to bear the negative consequences of decisions that were poorly made. Father, it's only by your grace and your mercy, God, that we haven't been consumed by our bad decision making. And Father, for that, we're grateful. And yet, God, we're looking for the better. And Father God, we've heard it on today. We've heard your voice today, God. Father God, you desire to lead us to a better place. Wherever we are right now, it is your desire that we be in a better place. And Father God, you can lead us there. And so, Father, we thank you right now in the name of Jesus that, Father, you have touched our hearts, you have touched our minds, and Father God, we are fully persuaded. Hallelujah, that the best way is your way. That the best way, oh God, is to put us out, put aside all of our thoughts, our opinions, our knowledge, our credentials, our education, and Father, to look to you, the only wise God. Hallelujah, who can fill our hearts with wisdom. Give us revelation. Tell us the end from the beginning. Hallelujah, and lead us to places of victory. Father, I pray right now, God, that everyone here under the sound of my voice, God, will begin even on this day, hallelujah, to begin handing more things over to you, oh God, looking to you for help more often, oh God, acknowledging you more often, oh God, that you, God, can help each and every one make the best choices that they've ever made in their lives. And Father, I thank you that as you do that, they shall reap a harvest of blessings, of righteousness, and of favor.
Yes.
And God, you shall be glorified in the name of Jesus. So Father, we thank you right now. Glory to God. We are not like the world who is without hope. Hallelujah. Because we have a God who loves us, who cares for us, and is there right now willing to help us. And Father, we thank you for this reminder of availing ourselves unto you and reaping the benefits of your love. And we give you the praise and thanks for it now in Jesus' great
Jesus name.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Going to start today.